Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. As we say, we're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor, a mental health professional, as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And today on this mini episode, we have a very special guest here to help us answer your questions. Welcome, Priyanka Mathew.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm so excited to be back.
Yay. So Forever 35 listeners know you well as one of our first guests.
An early adapter.
An OG Forever 35 guest. And we're so excited to have you back on the occasion of the launch of your new podcast and new podcast network.
Yes, thank you so much. So much has happened. I actually just re-listened to the episode and I can't believe it was like a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid was 4 and now he's 5. So
yeah.
And I've had another one.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Time has flown.
It goes fast.
So guys, I mean, in addition to the baby, I have launched with my friends and partners, Amanda and Maria, a podcast network called Erios, which is women owned, women run, and all women or identifying as women hosts. And we have launched with a slate of 12 shows, which I'm super excited about. And then I am actually hosting one of the shows. It's called Foxy Browns, and it is, I would say, a spiritual cousin to Forever 35.
I like that.
It would not exist. There would not be a space for it if you guys did not exist. So thank you for existing. And it is also about beauty and wellness a little bit, but it's from our perspectives of women, as women of color. So we're interviewing other women of color about their sort of backgrounds, their definitions of beauty, where they grew up. It's really more of a deep dive into what does beauty mean around the world. And it's been really fun and really great, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, and we are big fans of the show already, so we would encourage our listeners to also
subscribe,
check it out, subscribe, email them your questions,
yeah,
etc.
And the entire Erios slate of shows is really exciting and wonderful, so we are on board.
Yes, and we're also thrilled to have you on because we have a question that is very germane to your interests and lifestyle.
How funny.
Yes, this listener wrote us a couple months ago and they said, I'd say the episode I find myself thinking about, referring back to the most, was when you had Priyanka Mathew on as a guest. I really related to her as a mom of a young child, and I was quite frankly in awe of the way she carved out the self-care time she needed so she could be the best parent possible. I know from the Facebook group that she had another baby, and I'm wondering how she's making it all work now with two. I'm the parent of a three-year-old, and I'm endlessly curious about other parents' decisions to have another and their transition from one to two.
Ah, well, first of all, that's so nice to hear. Thanks for paying attention. Another thing is, you know, that interview, I was 4 years into parenthood. So it took like 4 years of screaming and yelling and like banging my head against a wall and going to therapy to figure out what my schedule was going to be to take care of myself. So no matter how calm and organized I sounded at that point, you know, that it's all a journey. As you guys know, I mean, Dory with a new baby and Kate with two, it's a lot. It's a lot of moving parts. Yeah. And the last part to move is always, for some reason, mom. I hate to be gendered about it, but, you know, in this case, it's true. So, yes, I had great systems in place with one kid. It was relatively easy because my husband could, you know, take him out of the house, do whatever needed to be done so that I could get a little bit of alone time with two. Obviously, that's been a little bit of a challenge. And the new baby is, she's 9 months old. So we are in it. We are really, really in it. So as far as self-care and carving out time for myself, my Saturday mornings are gone. Not because I couldn't go work out on a Saturday morning and do what I need to do, but because it's so, this sounds crazy, but maybe not crazy. It's so fun to hang out with them. It's so fun to hang out with them on a Saturday morning and see them together that I don't want to miss a second. I'm sure I will get to a point where I will be like, you guys just hang out. I want to go take care of myself. And I can see that coming around the corner. But no, I have not worked out in a long time. I try to walk and ride my bike as much as I can. I go to therapy. I am active as I can be. I read as much as I can. I certainly, like, you know, at the end of, I'm still going to bed. You know, I'm going to my room at like 8:30 and then reading until 10. So I still have my reading time, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to read. It's the most important thing.
That's so awesome that you have that nice chunk of time carved out for yourself and that you stick to it.
Yeah.
I just have to go crazy. I mean, we talked about this before. I'm an introvert and I need that time. And I'm so glad that I'm so glad I recognize that, because without the alone time, I'm no good to anyone. Also, what I've taken on, and I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have talked about this. I started when I was pregnant with my daughter. I got super anxious right before the baby was born, and I started taking transcendental meditation. I did the TM course. I don't know if either of you have done it.
I have, yeah.
Yeah,
and I practice it occasionally. I'm not great about sticking to it.
Yeah. I find that when I stick to it, it really helps. The anxiety and kind of the that some time to myself, that's 20 minutes twice a day, that makes everything else easier for some reason. I don't get as like emotionally whipped into a frenzy by small things. I think I can be kind of an anxious parent. So anything I can do to boost my serotonin levels is great. And TM has been great for that. So, you know, I have my thing. I think the thing is, after any kid, you're piecing your life back together little by little. And so I'm not quite there, but I feel like I'm a third of the way there. It'll still be more of a journey. And for the transition from one to two, I mean, Kate, you can speak to this, but for me, I was very scared of the second, and I waited a long time. They're 4.5 years apart. And I would have waited even longer, but my son started asking for a baby for 2 years, like at 2 years. And then he asked for 2 more years before I was ready. And I finally gave in because I was like, here is fine. You're asking for a baby. You need company. You can have a baby. and I was scared about how much work it was going to be and how anxious I was going to be, because I was so anxious the first time. But it's been so much fun, because the singular focus of my energy on a 4-year-old boy was maybe too much for both of us. And bringing like this little adorable wild card into the frame has been great, because they've been very entertained by each other. So that sort of, I don't have to entertain all day. You know, I can kind of set them on the ground and be like, figure it out. And yeah, there's some screaming, but whatever.
Yeah. Just becomes a dull noise eventually. Just blends into the background.
I've been pleasantly surprised by how much I weirdly like having two more than I liked having one even.
Wow. Well, yeah. We're going to completely switch gears now and talk about something that came up on last week's mini episode, which is Rachne.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I heard this.
AKA yes. Boob acne.
Boob acne. Or just body acne, body really. Body acne. Yeah.
So
could we call it zits on your tits?
Yes, we can, Kate. Yes, we can.
How did I just come up with that rhyme? That certainly has been made many times before.
Has it?
I don't know.
I mean, I want that on a t-shirt.
Trademark.
We'll get that merch going.
Yeah.
So we've received a bunch of listener feedback, which we're going to share because a lot of people have experience with this. So I'm going to read the first email. And obviously, Priyanka, weigh in with your own experiences.
I know you have some thoughts.
Oh, I cannot wait. Okay.
I do always have thoughts, you guys. So this is referring to kind of the top of the chest area. Is that what we're talking about? Or really anywhere? Anywhere on your chest?
I think it's anywhere. I think some people are getting it in that top chest part, but also on the actual breast. Yeah.
Okay. So I get sometimes breakouts on my shoulders and my back. I don't get them on my chest. Probably, I'm not going to say my chest is consistently exposed, but I do like a scoop neck. Like there's not a lot of fabric like touching my boobs ever. So I'm assuming that body acne is the same. Assuming that body acne is the same as like a facial acne situation, like the only culprits really could be like you can have black pores or you can have like an inflammation situation and there's like probably bacteria present. So all you can really do, I think, is attack one of them at a time. One thing that I find for breakouts that's really great is, and I can send you a picture of this stuff. There's a product that I buy for breakouts really anywhere, whether it's on my chin or on my, especially those kind of cystic mysterious zits. Their Dermatology Tri-Active Acne Pads. Have you heard of these?
No.
Okay, so they're like these round, rough kind of pads that have glycolic acid, lactic acid, grapefruit peel extract, a lot of sort of acids that can kind of exfoliate. So I found that those on problem areas, just a swipe morning and night can really help. They're either sloughing off the skin, and I think they're sloughing off the skin and a little bit like disinfecting and taking care of like whatever excess sebum might be on there. So they've been really helpful for me. So I think they attack on like a few fronts, but try them. I think they're really good.
I love that.
Also the inflammation factor. I find I mentioned this when I was on the show last time, but dairy, I love dairy. I cannot have it anymore. I just break out. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. Like any little under the skin, anything that I might have, if I have a sip of milk turns into a full zit. So
I've heard other people say that too with dairy. It doesn't do it to me. I have a sip of milk and just gurgles down my stomach. But do you have a adverse reaction to it?
I don't. But Courtney Chisano has mentioned this when she's been on the show several times before. So
it's worth trying. I mean, even for me, it was immediate once I stopped really having dairy. I can still do like goat and sheep cheese, which is great. But like cow dairy, for some reason, the zits are popping. It's not a good look.
Well, Kate, should we get some of this advice from our listeners?
Yeah, let me read this first email here. This is a subject close to my heart. Sweat-related body acne is a fungal skin condition, so it's often different from what's going on your face. I swear by anti-dandruff shampoo on the affected skin area once a week. It clears that up so fast. I use my husband's American Crew shampoo brand, but anything would work. Another tip, the Reddit thread in the skincare addiction forum has so many gems like this.
Okay.
Anti-dandruff shampoo. Who knew?
That makes sense because the stuff in anti-dandruff shampoo is to get rid of excess sebum, which is like the oil that your hair produces. So it's probably getting rid of like any oil on your body as well as the fungal stuff, I guess. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I never really thought of that.
Sure. Great.
All right. I will read this next email, which is from... This person writes, it's from our home state of Massachusetts, where we are in the midst of a classic New England summer, hot and humid, which means back and chest acne are at their best. I'm responding particularly to the Rackney email from the last mini app. I've struggled with back and chest acne for about 20 years, and here are a few products I've found very helpful. One, Simple Brand Oil Balancing Skin Wipes. I use them every night to clean my back and chest. I also keep a pack in my gym locker to use after a workout. Mm-hmm. Differin Gel. My dermatologist mm-hmm. said to use it preventatively, not as a spot treatment, just smear it everywhere. It has been amazing. And in the shower, I wash my chest and back with Murad Acne Body Scrub using a little silicone scrubber.
And they also suggest getting a back facial. We have one more voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Veronica. Love the pod. Was just listening while I was at the gym, and I couldn't wait to get home because I was listening to your most recent mini-ep with the person who was getting, I don't know what she called it, rachne. I sympathize. I get it in other sensitive parts of my body, and I actually treat it kind of like I treat my skin. So I keep face wash in the shower. Right now I'm just using Neutrogena's oil-free acne stress control, and I just put it on preemptively. And I also use like a little, I think it's like a prescription, but it's a Retin A cream. That's really, really helpful. And honestly, both of these things are helpful for acne on my face too. And then the last thing that I swear by that I put on my face and other parts of my body when I break out are, they're Peter Thomas Roth. They're acne clear invisible baths, and I actually sleep with them. They have salicylic acid, hyaluronic acid, and tea tree oil. And it's just like a little clear dot that you put on, and it's great. It really helps to tone things down a little when they're irritated. But to the other listener, I really feel for you. Just try to take it a little bit at a time. It's going to flare up, but just try different things a little bit. Give it a chance to work. And if it's not working, move on to the next thing. The other thing, because you guys talked about in the same episode, beauty products I can't live without. Kate, I have been Vaseline-ing my lips every morning and every night since I was probably a freshman in high school, and everybody I know says I have the softest lips, so definitely would die without it. But also, like your other caller, I am a Bobbi Brown stan. She makes this corrector. It's like an under-eye corrector to help with like dark circles, and then a creamy concealer. It's like two different little pots you can buy, and I swear to God, it makes me look like I actually slept the night. Anywho, love you, ladies, and just want to pass along some tips. Bye.
Well, I feel much more educated on the entire subject of acne now.
Well, as I mentioned in our previous mini episode, I have butt acne.
Mm-hmm. Buttney, as butt-ney. We decided to call it.
Yeah, and I actually have...
How do you even know?
How do you know?
Yeah.
You don't touch your butt cheeks, guys?
I don't often. I mean, when I wash them, I suppose.
Dory, you touch your butt cheeks?
Yeah, when I wash them.
Also, I notice like if I sit down and I'm like, ow. Mm-hmm. And I notice I have a little zit on my butt. Mm-hmm. So I might get myself a little body wash to help with that situation. It's not a constant problem. It just like is like I'll occasionally get a zit on a cheek every now and then.
Sure, yeah.
And I want to, you know, why not have something handy?
Why not, Kate?
Why not?
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
So we had a really interesting listener question that I'm really thrilled to pose with Priyanka here. Someone wrote in and asked, my grandmother passed away last year after a long and painful bout with cancer. Our local women's chamber of commerce is honoring her by establishing a scholarship in her name. I've been asked to speak at a luncheon for the scholarship recipients, and it is a tremendous honor to represent my family at this event. I'm supposed to write a short biography about myself for the program, and I'm not quite sure where to begin. My question is this. What would you include in a bio about yourself? How do I make it interesting without being too braggy? Is that even possible? Now, my inclination is to say, brag it up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make the assumption of this person's gender identity. I'm assuming they are a women identified person, possibly a cisgender woman. And culturally, we have been instructed to like play down our achievements, not offend anybody, not brag, blah, 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 blah. Let it out. Brag about yourself. Who gives a shit? Am I crazy?
No.
Teammates.
That's totally how I feel. I mean, I hate that I thought this immediately, but as soon as you read the question, I was like, this is clearly a woman who has been beaten down like the rest of us. And she feels uncomfortable putting her accomplishments out there in writing or in words in front of people. So, yeah, absolutely brag. I mean, you know, start with who you are, start with the fun things that you've done, talk about your family, whatever you're proud of, put it out there. And also, I think having a bio that you can go to is something everyone should have. That should be one of the vulture columns that I write. I think it's absolutely necessary to write up a bio for yourself that you're proud of, because when you're feeling down and you feel like things are not going your way, you can refer to it and say, wait, I've done all this stuff. Like,
totally. Things,
you know?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
When I had to write my book proposal, my literary agent came back with it and was like, you need to write a bio that is, it's going to feel like you are bragging about yourself and it's going to make you feel uncomfortable, but you need to really highlight everything about yourself that's going to make somebody want to buy this book. And it was really hard, but it was a great practice. And that is still the bio that I go to when I need to send something out. So I think there's nothing braggy about telling people who you are and what you've accomplished, and those accomplishments can be anything. It doesn't just have to be professional accomplishments, you know? So,
and also you're talking to scholarship recipients. I mean, they're looking to be inspired. They're excited. They're in a positive frame of mind. And I think if you can set an amazing example for them and say, hey, I'm a person just like you, and here are the things I've done, I find that young people are really excited to be like, I want to be you.
That's such a good point.
Teach me how you did that. Show me how you did that. And I think I think you have to lay it out there, because what else are you going to do? Go in there and say, like, I haven't done much. I'm going to be really modest about it. But why? Then why then? Why are you
Why
speak to them at all?
And this scholarship is honoring your grandmother. And I don't know what your relationship was like with your grandmother, but I'm imagining it being positive. What would your grandmother say about you? And how would your grandmother want you to talk about yourself? Probably with pride, right?
Yeah.
I'm also creating a fictional grandmother in my head, but this grandmother is really proud of you and wants you to be vocal about who you are and what you are proud of in your life.
I know. I was going to say, write the bio that your grandmother would write for you.
Yes. Yeah. That is such good advice. Shall I read this next email?
Read it up, girl.
I have oily skin and have been using retinol for years. My heavier cold weather product is too much right now, and I'm looking for a serum that won't clog my pores. It has only been since listening to your show that I've stopped thinking of skincare as a tedious chore at the end of the day, and now am enjoying the process. Also, I started using Colesol Watermilk Cleanser as a makeup remover after hearing a listener recommend it, and love it.
Do you, either of you, have a serum that you like, a light weather serum, a warm weather serum, or something you use that you feel is not pore cloggy?
There was a serum. I have dry skin, so I mean, it's totally, you know, it's different because she says she has oily skin. But if she's looking for something that won't clog her pores and is pretty light, I do remember when my skin was super oily after baby one. I used a serum called, it's from that brand Cosmetics that I've mentioned before. It's Cosmedix. And there was a clarifying serum. I'm looking. Oh yes. It's called Clarity Skin Clarifying Serum. I really liked it. And it was, it's a little bottle, but it goes a long way, and it's like $27, but it really lasts, like, you know, it'll last 2 months. So it looks like you can just buy it online. It's called Cosmetics Clarity Skin Clarifying Serum.
I would also look into maybe a serum from Paula's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
People really love her products. And I know her stuff like really speaks to specific skincare issues. Mm. So I know people really like her AHA stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would maybe cruise on over to her site and check something out over there.
There should be a way to just get an eighth of an ounce of everything. You know, I wish everything did. And that's why Sephora is amazing, because they will give you a sample.
Yes.
But it's almost like you need a sample that's going to be like a month long.
Right.
Like, you don't need 3 months and you don't need 1 week. You need just like 30 days.
Right.
I I really like, this isn't necessarily a serum, but the Pixi Glow Tonic, I feel like, is a really great product to use a couple days a week. And then one serum, I've actually stopped using vitamin C serum. But one serum I do like that I use about once a week is this multivitamin plus retinol serum from Emergency that I believe does have a little bit of vitamin C in it. And it's kind of like a reparative serum that is good for easily irritated skin. So a lot of vitamins in there. Anyway, I like that one. It's a little bit lighter in my experience. So there you have it. We have a very interesting voicemail question that I am very curious if we're going to have a way to answer this one.
Hey guys, I adore your podcast. I was cutting up some mango the other week, and after I sliced off the rind, I thought, oh my gosh, what if I just rub this on my face? And I did, and my face felt really good. And then today I was eating papaya and I kind of thought the same thing. And so when I was pulling out the seeds, I just rubbed them on my face. And it just makes me think, like, what natural masking am I missing out on? Because I've definitely purchased masks. I definitely, you know, use skincare products, but I know there's lots of things around the house, fruits and, you know, yogurt and everything that I just forget about using. So I'm curious, what natural products, what natural, like, items you have used as masks in the past, or what you've heard could be good. All right. Thank you guys so much. I love your podcast. Bye.
I grew up with a grandmother who, while cooking, would just take the egg white that she was cooking with and put it on her face.
Ooh.
Yeah. She was always egg whiting her face.
How was her skin?
Actually, she had freaking gorgeous skin.
There you go.
Unreal skin. Yeah. And she was also, she grew a lot of aloe and would rub aloe all over herself. Ooh. All the time. Like break off a little piece of aloe, just rub it all over. Yeah.
Priyanka, have you used food as a mask?
I have not. My mother, I actually mentioned this, I think, when I was on. My mother's that my mother will put half of whatever she's eating on her face. Always fruit, always. She's a botanist by training. She's a PhD in botany. So always mixing up like lotions and potions with food and like plants and, you know, whatever. The thing about the fruit is there's always the, you know, that there's a lot of moisture in it and there's a lot of acid in it. So yeah, it's going to be good for your face. The high sugar stuff maybe is not so great because you don't want to feed anything that might be sitting on there. You don't want a candida situation. But yeah, my mom does it all the time. And my mom also looks amazing. She fully, like, yogurt, honey, like anything remotely acidic or calming, or she has a whole, like, she opens the fridge and is like, what can I put on my face?
Yeah, I've done raw honey, manuka honey, as a face wash a bunch. And yogurt I've tried, and also avocado.
It's so nice and creamy.
Very creamy. And people do yogurt too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say, like, a couple things that actually calm down, like, this is not necessarily skincare, but if you, like, freeze a couple cucumber slices, that really does help kind of calm puffy eyes. And also tea bags. Have you ever done tea bags under the eyes?
I have heard of this, but I have not done it. Does it work?
Yes. I think it's the same. I think science is like people using a caffeine eye cream.
Because it pulls the water out? Is that what it does? Like, really?
I truly don't know what it does. I have just put tea. This might be another thing I inherited from my grandmother. My grandmother was incredibly frugal. You know, grew all her own food and was doing all, you know, she just would always be like using something for something else. But yeah, tea bags on the eyes.
It's just fascinating. I'm going to try it because the science of it would be like, caffeine is a diuretic and it pulls water, but I'm wondering if it can pull water through that like very thin skin under your eyes. And yeah, I've noticed that all the serums have caffeine in them, right?
Yeah, The Ordinary makes a very popular caffeine under eye serum.
Right. People love it.
Yeah.
Okay, worth trying.
Yeah. I'll report back. Bags. All right. We're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Well, we're back.
We are.
Here we are.
We have a final email that we'd like to read and tackle today.
Yes.
Shall I do this one, Dory?
Yes, please.
Okay, here it goes. I'm 32, and I've reached that stage in my life where a lot of my friends and coworkers have started to have kids. I'm in a committed long-term relationship, but I don't think kids are in my future anytime soon. I want to start off by saying that I'm happy for my friends and coworkers who have started the next phase of their lives, and of course, I know that their kids will come up in conversation. But it now seems like every conversation I have with these friends and coworkers revolves solely around what their children are doing in excruciating detail, and they no longer ask or have any interest in anything I have to say. I don't know if I'm a bit sensitive about this whole thing because I can feel the biological clock ticking, and a couple of these people have made disparaging comments to me about my relationship. I'm in a long-distance relationship as my partner is living in Japan for work. But I can't help but feel that it's a little inconsiderate for these people to merely exchange pleasantries with me before launching into a lengthy discussion about their kids when they know I can't contribute anything to the discussion other than the occasional, oh yeah. I'd love to hear any advice you might have about how I could steer my conversations with these friends and coworkers away from little Johnny's pooping habits and in directions where I can actually participate without sounding rude.
I mean, yeah, that's super annoying.
This sounds familiar to me of a world I lived in before I had kids.
Yeah.
And then I'm now on the other side where I'm very conscious of the fact when the conversation just turns to like kids, 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 our kids, mm-hmm. our kids. And there's a person without children trying to participate. And I imagine it really freaking stinks.
Yeah. I mean, I was there very recently and I found that it was really hard to hang out with groups of people who had kids. I think I talked about this on the podcast that I was fine hanging out one-on-one with someone who had kids because then we could just talk about other things. But when I was with multiple people who had kids, they just all started talking about their kids. I get it. Kids become the center of your life. I think that it's hard. And I think, you might try with your friends, you might try hanging out with them one-on-one instead of hanging out with them in a group and seeing how that works.
And if it changes,
that might be a better
conversation.
Yeah, that might be better. With coworkers, I think it's really tough because you can't avoid them and you can't just hang out with them one-on-one.
Right. And you're all working together and in the lunchroom or something.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would just try to change the subject. But if it's you versus five other people with kids, I honestly don't know if there's anything you can do.
Well, yeah. I mean, from the perspective of people who have children, I don't even know if they necessarily want to be talking about their children. It's just such, I just find myself talking about the kids anyway, and it doesn't mean that they're all I want to talk about. It's just they take up so much of my mental space.
Yeah.
That's what we're catching up on. I would happily talk about a book or a movie or the weather or a restaurant or anything else. So I wonder if there's kind of a delicate way to steer the conversation away just to be like, I was reading this really good book lately, or have you guys read? Yeah, I think it's more about, unfortunately, about a little bit being the ringmaster and thinking of yourself in that way and saying I read this thing. Has anyone seen such and such? Yeah. Changing the subject. I think honestly, you might be surprised. They might be grateful for it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good, because I will say in thinking about these conversations I have with people about our children, a lot of times it's just a convenient way to make small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Our children are our Breaking Bad. Do you know what I mean? We don't have anything else to talk about. So, but the one thing we have in common is we have kids who are pooping in diapers. So mm-hmm. We'll just talk about that. So that's a good point, Priyanka. These people might feel relief to have the conversation be about it, something else. It's just, I just want to say that I sympathize. It sounds really frustrating and it's hard that it has to fall on you to steer the conversation towards something different.
Also, the fact that people have made disparaging comments to you about your relationship feels really gross.
That's so rude.
Yeah, that's just flat out rude. So I think those comments you can push back on.
Yeah.
And not worry about sounding rude because they have just been very rude to you.
Yeah, no, your relationship is nobody's business but your own.
Yeah.
Well, this is also a nice reminder just to be conscious of the fact of making group conversations inclusive.
Yes.
No matter what the topic.
Yes, totally.
I think that is really important. So thank you, listener.
Well, I think that brings us to the end.
We're at the end once again. Priyanka, can you remind our listeners just where can they find you? Where can they listen to Foxy Browns and all of Arios's shows?
Oh, of course. Yes. We are all over your favorite podcast apps, but you can go to Arios.net to read a little bit more about all of our shows. We have a nice slate of 12, including podcasts from the musician Feist. And we just launched a show from Margaret Cho. We have a lovely show from Leslie Arfin. We have just a bunch of great girls on the slate. So check it out. Listen on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, I think now on Stitcher. Wherever you listen to podcasts, and Foxy Browns too is right up on. We're new and noteworthy on Apple Podcasts, and we're also have been selected editorially on Spotify. So it should be, either you're browsing or just go look for us. Foxy Browns, which I host with my co-host Camilla Blackett, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, it was so great having you. Thank you for sharing your words of wisdom.
Yes,
thank
you so much. Happy to be back.
Nice to reconnect.
Yeah, same.